Galatians chapter 2. Then 14 years after I went up again to Jerusalem with Barnabas, and took Titus with me also. And I went up by revelation, and communicated to them that good news which I preach among the Gentiles, but privately to them which were of reputation, lest by any means I should run, or had run, in vain. But neither Titus, who was with me, being a Greek, was compelled to be circumcised, and that because of false brethren unawares brought in, who came privately to spy out our liberty, which we have in the Messiah Yeshua, that they might bring us into bondage, to whom we gave place by subjection, no, not for an hour, that the truth of the good news might continue with you. But of these who seemed to be somewhat, whatsoever they were, it makes no matter to me, Yahweh accepts no man's person. For they who seemed to be somewhat in conference added nothing to me. But contrariwise, when they saw that the evangel of the uncircumcision was committed to me, as the evangel of the circumcision was to Peter, for he, working in Peter to the apostleship of the circumcision, the same was mighty in me toward the Gentiles, and when Jacob, Cephas, and John, who seemed to be pillars, perceived the grace that was given to me, they gave to me and Barnabas the right hands of fellowship, that we should go into the heathen, and they to the circumcision. Only they would that we should remember the poor, the same which I also was eager to do. But when Peter was come to Antioch, I opposed him to the face, because he was to be blamed. For before some came from Jacob, he did eat with the Gentiles. But when they were come, he withdrew and separated himself, fearing them which were of the circumcision. And the other Jews dissembled likewise with him, insomuch that Barnabas also was carried away with their dissembling. But when I saw that they walked not uprightly according to the truth of the good news, I said unto Peter before them all, If you, being a Jew, live after the manner of Gentiles and not as do the Jews, why do you compel the Gentiles to live as the Jews do? We, who are Jews by nature and not sinners of the Gentiles, knowing that a man is not justified by the works of the law, but by the faith of Yeshua the Messiah, even we have believed in Yeshua the Messiah, that we might be justified by the faith of the Messiah, and not by the works of the law. For by the works of the law shall no flesh be justified. But if, while we seek to be justified by the Messiah, we ourselves also are found sinners, is therefore the Messiah the minister of sin? May that never be so. For if I build again the things which I destroyed, I make myself a transgressor. For I through the law am dead to the law, that I might live unto Yahweh. I am executed with the Messiah. Nevertheless, I live, yet not I, but the Messiah lives within me. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of Yahweh, who loved me and gave himself for me. I do not frustrate the grace of Yahweh. For if righteousness come by the law, then the Messiah is dead in vain. End of chapter.